Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Depending on where you're tuning in from today, this is the Winning Everyday Podcast, and I'm so glad you could join me. Wherever you are, I want you to know this. You are not here by accident. God has something special He wants to deposit into your heart today. Our devotional topic today is believing God's promises. And the Bible text is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, which says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." That means every promise God has spoken over your life is reliable, dependable, and trustworthy. He doesn't make promises just to excite us. He makes promises because He intends to fulfill them. Let's begin with a true life story from Scripture. Remember Abraham? Genesis 15 tells us that God promised Abraham he would become the father of many nations, even though he and Sarah were already old and childless. From a human standpoint, the situation looked impossible. Imagine being 75 years old and God telling you, "You will still have a son." It sounded unbelievable. But here's the beautiful part. Romans 4 verses 20 to 21 says, "Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Abraham believed God's promise, and it came to pass. Isaac was born, and today we know him as the father of nations. What does this show us? That no matter how long it takes, no matter how impossible it looks, if God has promised it, he will do it. Now, let me ask you this: what has God promised you? Maybe he promised healing, provision, restoration, or breakthrough in your family. Do you sometimes look at your situation and wonder, "Lord, how will this ever happen?" Friend, let me encourage you today. God is not a man that he should lie, Numbers 23 verse 19. If he has said it, he will surely bring it to pass. The challenge is not in his ability, it's in our willingness to keep believing. Another question: have you been waiting for so long that you're tempted to give up? Don't lose heart. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Hold on. Trust him, because your waiting season is not a wasted season. I want you to reflect on this today. What promise has God given you that you've set aside because the wait felt too long? Write it down again. Remind yourself of it, and begin to declare it in faith, just like Abraham did. Your action point today is this: speak God's promises out loud over your life. For example, if he promised provision, declare Philippians 4 verse 19. "My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." Speak it every morning, speak it every night, and let your faith rise again. As you go today, make this declaration of faith. Say it together with me. "Today, I choose to believe God's promises. I will not be moved by what I see, but by what God has said. His promises for me are yes and amen in Christ. I walk in faith, I walk in joy, and I walk in victory today. In Jesus' name." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing promises. Thank you that in Christ, every word you have spoken is yes and amen. I pray for every listener today. Strengthen their faith, renew their hope, and remind them of the promises you have made concerning their lives. Let today be filled with testimonies of your faithfulness. We commit the day into your hands. Lord, go before us and make every crooked path straight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me on the Winning Everyday Podcast today. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a loved one, or a colleague who needs encouragement. Remember, the more we spread God's word, the more we strengthen others. Stay encouraged, stay winning, and above all, keep believing God's promises. Until next time, God bless you richly.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.